For many years, the relationship between Broadway and Hollywood went one way, from stage to screen. But in the past couple of decades, some of the biggest Broadway hits have been adapted from films. Hairspray, for one, Kinky Boots, for another. Well, this spring, four of the big new musicals are based on movies. Jeff London reports on the challenges of bringing them to the stage.
Rocky the Musical. Really? Producer Bill Taylor says even the show's creators didn't buy the idea at first.
Their instinctive reaction when first hearing about Rocky becoming a musical ranged from incredulity to plain crazy.
Think about it. Who but Stallone could pull off...
Yo, Adrian, it's me, Rocky.
Producer Bill Taylor says Rocky presents a kind of double-edged sword. There's a built-in audience of people who love the film, but they also have expectations.
You have to honor, I think, the integrity of what the original film is, but not be constrained by it.
Still, he couldn't not use Bill Conti's iconic theme. Survivor's Eye of the Tiger is in there, too. But the rest of the songs are by Tony Award winners Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty.
All of this time, having no clue, there could be someone that I matter to, into my heart, out of the blue.
Can Rocky the Musical, which turns the Winter Garden Theater into a boxing ring, win over the film's fans?
Happiness.
Broadway's a tough business. Only one out of every four shows succeeds. So it helps if producers can present something that already has a brand attached, no matter how iconic. Stacey Mindich says that's one reason she decided to produce the musical version of The Bridges of Madison County.
I think when you are looking at a novel that sold 50 million copies worldwide and a film that grossed, you know, 180 million, which was quite a lot for 1995, I believe it was, that you can't say no.
The show opened last month to generally positive reviews. But even with a libretto by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Marcia Norman and a score by Tony Award winner Jason Robert Brown, it's still struggling to build an audience.
Why did I walk those mountains? Why did I ride those ships?
The Bridges of Madison County both adheres to and diverges from the book and movie. Mindich says Norman and Brown shifted the story's emphasis for the stage.
Marcia's libretto is rather different from the experiences of reading the book or seeing the movie because she created this story from Francesca Johnson's point of view, not Robert Kincaid's.
Kissing you now, the waves begin, and evermore divide me before.
If one company has experience in adapting films to the stage, it's Disney. It hit pay dirt with The Lion King, but flopped with The Little Mermaid and Tarzan. The Hollywood behemoth has now turned to its 1992 animated film Aladdin as the source of a new stage show.
Yeah! Half. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be?
Creating flying carpets isn't too hard to do these days on Broadway, but making a blue genie who magically morphs into different shapes and sizes might prove a bit more difficult. On top of that, the character was voiced by Robin Williams.
No friends go abracadabra, let it rip, and then make the sucker disappear.
Director Casey Nicholaw says the film only had 4.5 songs. The stage version has been fleshed out with songs the original writers, Alan Menken and the late Howard Ashman, wrote but didn't make the movie. He says Disney has been very supportive of these and other changes.
It's their property, you know, so they're protective of it in a good way. They're completely encouraging about taking it and making it theatrical as opposed to, you know what, we just want to put the movie on stage. They're saying, let's make it theater-worthy.
The challenge is a little tougher when the original creator did not want a typical Broadway musical.
He didn't want to do it himself, but he hates to turn it over to someone. and he doesn't love the composed music. You know, he likes the real music.
That's Letty Aronson, the producer of the upcoming Broadway version of Bullets Over Broadway. The he she's referring to is her brother Woody Allen, the creator of the original film. Aronson and co-producer Julian Schlossberg say Allen would only adapt Bullets if he could use period music from the 1920s. So instead of hiring a composer and lyricist to come up with new songs, they had to negotiate rights to old ones.
You're dealing with estates as opposed to live people.
Or you can't find where to get your rights from.
Yeah. If you have the composer or the lyricist around, they generally like to see their work. Sometimes the relatives don't feel the same way.
Bullets Over Broadway started previews last night. But whether it or any of these other new shows is the one of four that succeeds is up to audiences. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.